Stories of opiate addiction are often tragic journeys of ruined lives, of lives coming to premature ends. Brandon Stickney offers to take readers on his personal journey, from a successful family man who falls into addiction and then into prison. Stickney tells his story in The Five People You'll Meet in Prison.
The book is more of a psychological journey from everything that I've just mentioned to what it's really like to be inside a prison with mental illness. I have a mental illness. I'm bipolar, and I have severe depression. And it's bad enough to be in prison, knowing that you did something wrong, that you let your community down, and that they had to do their own little intervention. But it makes it worse when you go to a prison, Marcy, in central New York, which is supposed to be a drug treatment program, a drug rehab program, and it's full of drugs.
During a 30-minute interview, Stickney painted a grim picture of the New York State prison system, a structure with poor oversight and a place where few cared.
I wish some of the judges out there, especially my judge, Clark, who I respect very, very much, and I shared a letter of correspondence with him when I was in prison after he put me there. Well, I guess I put me there. He's a very smart guy. He's also a graduate of UB. And I really wish that he would just spend one night there, go into general population undercover and spend a night there to see what is going on, because they don't know. They have absolutely no idea what they're sentencing people to.
Writing for Brandon Stickney has been a part of his life. An English lit major at the University of Buffalo, he spent time as a journalist and previously penned a book about Western New York native Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber. He moved on professionally to become a marketing manager and a husband. That fell apart when he had surgery and gained an introduction into painkillers and opiate addiction. Eventually, the path took him to prison, but his journalistic background helped him document what he experienced, gaining on-the-record interviews with many of the people he would meet along the way.
All the sources, they all have dates, pages, times, when it happened, and it's all in my notes as well, that I have a whole box full for the book, giving approval for these interviews and things like that.
While Brandon Stickney takes a harsh, critical look at the prison system and how it deals with drug addiction, he's equally tough on himself. Long before the pain meds, he describes himself as always the last person to leave the party, and there seemed to be no shortage of parties. Now it's a daily struggle to stay clean, to not return to life behind bars. How about for you? Did you receive help in finally getting out of the prison system?
The only way I've been able to get out and stay out is my parents. My father, his name is Patrick. He was one of the executives at the big Buffalo area ad agency years ago, Fowler, Clank & Quinlan. And then he started his own ad agency and did very well. And but they supported me. And when I got out of prison, they were there for me again. I had gotten a divorce. My family split completely right down the middle. And I went down to Florida for parole to live with my parents. And Dad bought me a computer. And without their help along those lines, having a safe place to stay, having a computer, starting a new project, I probably would be back in prison right now.
Brandon Stickney's memoir, The Five People You'll Meet in Prison, is published by Bancroft and available on Amazon. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.